by the way, what is our host?
Now we're here. Where's our host?
What about a talk show host?
Yeah, sure, like a co-host.
No, I want a host.
We never found the host.
So you're our host?
You're the host?
The host is so cheesy.
And to the host.
And now, your host, here...
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Well, first off, I'm not cheesy at all. All of the Upper Ohio Valley has been wondering, and I can answer truthfully that, yes, I am feeling better. I still have remnants of a cold, but I'm feeling better. Thank you all for the cards, the letters, the money, everything. Thank you. Appreciate it greatly. All right, so incredible show for you today. In fact, today's show has the potential to be the finest I've ever done. I say that with no fear of contradiction. Later on today, we're going to have Mr. Big Willie himself calling us from his luxurious state-of-the-art cab, Freightliner, Cascadia 125, screaming and moaning about God knows what, but he'll be sharing his views with you on all of that stuff. We've reached out to Frank Hoagland to see if he wants to join Ron Ferguson next week here in studio for round two of the debate. Still no word from Hoagland. Ron Ferguson said, oh, hell yeah, I'll come right back on. So we'll see what's going on with that. One way or the other, we'll have Ferguson on. Hopefully, we'll have Hoagland on. I want both of them on. I really do. But so far, Hoagland hasn't even responded to our text messages, so that's not a good sign. So we've got that. I've got a prize package for you as well. If you like animals, if your kids like animals, I've got a great prize package for you. Another exclusive feature of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, because we love you. That's why we're here. It's not to make money. It's not to keep the business, you know, operational and in black. It's here because we love you. So we've got all of that. And a very special guest, live exclusive interview with Stacy Gilson. This wonderful lady is in charge, well, not in charge, but she has does events and she does all sorts of different things. And I don't have her bio in front of me because, frankly, I'm an idiot. I should have had this, but I didn't. But we've invited her to join us again today to talk about this really, really important thing. The trafficking that goes on, the human trafficking that goes on here in our listing area is heartbreaking. It's unbelievable, and something needs to be done about it. And Stacy Gilson has been at the forefront with his Ignite Hope to raise awareness regarding the human trafficking and also ways to reduce it and ideally to stop it. So Stacy Gilson, welcome back to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing this morning?
Great. Good morning.
Good. So tell me first, I didn't have my your bio in front of me. I got everything ready for this show, including Hancock County raising all sorts of questions. I've got a deep throat who is raising lots of really, really disturbing issues regarding Hancock County and the school district. We'll get to that later on. I've got everything ready except the most important thing, which is your bio. I'm an idiot. I'm an absolute idiot. So if you would please help us. What is the name of your organization again?
It's Ignite Hope.
Okay. And you're also a event planner as well.
Yes.
I'm trying to help
gorgeous.
You. I'm trying to help you promote your businesses. Follow my lead. And you do all sorts of what stuff now?
We do everything from events to weddings to anniversaries. We just do anything that touches any special occasion for anybody.
Great. And yeah. The name of the organization is?
Hello, Gorgeous.
There you go.
Full bridal service.
And you also have a photo thing as well?
Oh, yes, we have. Oh, snap, photo booth. We're creator of smiles, and we create memories that last forever for people, because that's what we're all about. Our business is all community and creating great memories and experiences.
It's very early for you this morning, isn't it, Stacy?
Yes, yeah. It is.
I can tell. It's like, okay, you need a second or third cup of coffee. I'm on my ninth, by the way, so that's why.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so Ignite Hope, tell us what that is, please, and why our listeners should care.
Ignite Hope is a nonprofit. It's 3 years in the making, and it is all about a community awareness and education. And our goal was achieved with our last weekend with our charity event. We had a wonderful turnout, and we met our goals. And now we're going back into the community and wanted to offer a human trafficking awareness and education event, which is happening this Saturday. It's called In Plain Sight.
Okay. Tell the listeners, give us a wrap-up of the previous one, because you came in here, promoted it, did a great job, and I'd like to think that the big turnout that you had during miserable weather, absolutely miserable weather, that the great turnout you had was all because of you coming on my show. So talk with us about that first.
Okay. Well, you know what? We were truly blessed to have wonderful sponsors that really helped make up for the people that did not come out. But the attendance was, well, we had a great time. We had people tell us this has been the great event. We did have a human survivor speaker, which we call Victoria's Voice, which was very, very heartfelt. And I think it really showed people that there are people in our community just like Allison that's real and it's happening. And what was really fun about that, we had a live artist there. Her name was Lisa Sliger, painting a beautiful picture with a candle, and it had showed the story of what one person can do is just what we're doing, passing the word, letting people know you can be a part of this. And the person that purchased the art piece, once he won it, it was a bid, he went over and gave it to Allison. Dimitri, that was priceless. And what's so unique about it, the gentleman was Jeff Miller. And when I started this group 3 years ago, he and my husband, we went to see Sounds of Freedom. And he and my husband on our deck that night was like, wow, is this really happening in our area? What can we do? Isn't that interesting? He got the beautiful art piece and gave it to the survivor.
Yeah, you're very lucky, because if I had won, I'd taken it home with me.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. But the event was wonderful, and we were grateful for all the food sponsors, Wheeling Park that hosted it, and all of our supporters and our guests that came out on that cold night. But it was wonderful.
And the governor, Morrissey, he was involved too, right?
No, but I'm sure he sent prayers.
No, I thought you were going to get some sort of a award or some sort of an announcement.
Oh, that was Senator Laura Wakeham Chapman, who's been a big sponsor and who's been fighting for Ignite Hope on the legal part with bills and stuff. Yes.
Oh, wow.
She was there to present us that.
Okay.
That is correct.
And that was presented, what exactly was presented to you?
It was a declaration for human trafficking, because January is Human Trafficking Month, and she had presented us with the declaration stating that.
Okay, that is great. So this event now is going to be at the library, the Ohio County Public Library, which I don't know if you've worked with Amy, but she runs a great operation. They have wonderful people there. A lot of people don't know there's a big auditorium in the lower level right next to the boardroom. Tell us about this big event.
Yes, and that is exactly where the event's going to be taking place, is in the auditorium on February 7th, and it's from 1 to 3. It's free, open to the public. We want everyone to come out. This human trafficking happens closer than we think, often hidden in plain sight. That's the name of our event. This is an educational event, and the attendees will understand what human trafficking is really, and warning signs to look for in youth and adults, common myths versus facts, how communities can help prevent this from going on, because it's happening.
And human trafficking, how would you define it here in our listening area? Is it mostly children that are being bought and sold for sex, or is it also adults?
It's all of the above. But it's happening in schools, it's happening online, it's happening in neighborhoods, most of it's happening, a high percentage is people who know these children. And it's happening when a person they sell their children for drugs, food. It's not like what the movies show you. They're not grabbed off the street. It's basically in the communities. And that's why it's so important to understand and to teach the students, parents, educators, church leaders, organizations to gain an insight of and be aware of what the signs are.
How big is the problem here in our listening area? Do you have any statistics from law enforcement?
You know what? Statistics are hard to get, because this is a dirty little secret and nobody comes forth, and the criminals out there know that no one's prosecuting them. It's a nightmare, actually. That's why Senator Laura Wakeham Chapman is trying to fight that, you know, get these laws changed. So to give you a statistic, I can just tell you that it's happening, and it's happening more. And I do believe our community has, in the last couple of years, have gotten more educated, more awareness, and working together as a team to stop it.
Mm-hmm. And are you working with the Wheeling Police Department, Ohio County Sheriff's Department, and other law enforcement agencies?
Yes, we work with three agencies now. We're kind of like the middleman. We facilitate. We try to, like this event that we're hosting this Saturday, Ignite Hope is doing that. And our panels that will be speaking at this event, this is an event for people to come out and really ask questions. That's what it is. We're going to let people ask questions. And the YWCA, Heather Lapp will be there. Ashley Carpenter, Executive Director of the Sexual Assault Help Center. We'll have Katie Van from Harmony House. That's Community Education Coordinator. Then we'll have Senator Laura Wakeham Chapman. She'll be there to give an insight on the laws. And then we will have our Victoria's Voice, who is a human trafficking survivor. Her name is Allison. And it's going to be a great opportunity for people to ask questions, to understand, to get an understanding. It's hard to understand what is happening, but it's here, local. Yep. And if that's what we're going to be sharing.
Maybe the most important question for my listeners is this: will there be free food?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, Stacy, come on. Get some vendors. Get some free food. You want people to show up, feed them, give them free food.
Yeah,
you still have time.
You're,
you know,
right. This is true.
You still have time.
But it is a free opportunity to come into the public library, which is wonderful. And again, like you said, it's in the auditorium. And we are just excited that we have an opportunity to educate people in our community, because education and awareness is going to make a difference. We can't be silent anymore. People need to know what the signs are, because it's happening in their families. I mean, that's the scary part. It's happening in people's families, and they're not even aware of it.
Yeah, free beer would also help. Tell me about this woman, Allison. Was she trafficked as a child or as a teenager or adult?
Yes. She was trafficked at the age of 4.
Oh,
and it was a neighbor.
Oh.
And the neighbor always treated the kids, and the kids would go over there on Saturday, and they were bribed with dum-dum suckers. But her journey is so heartbreaking, because when she was trafficked, it was children on children. It wasn't adults. And then it just grew. The human trafficking, it's an organization. It's a big business. They're very sophisticated. They have groomers. It's in everything. And it doesn't matter where you come from, you know, but it's all about money. It's all about money.
Well, speaking of money, I want to do we have time for another segment? I got a hard break coming up here, but I want to do a deep dive in this. Do you have time for another segment? All right. You also have time to run and get another cup of coffee if you want.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll hold.
Thank you. Of course you will. All right. Very special guest, Stacy Gilson, who is a wonderful, absolutely wonderful, wonderful human being. Ignite Hope, really an important cause here. And more with her. And it's going to be this Saturday at the High County Public Library Auditorium. That's the library in Wheeling. It's the auditorium is downstairs next to the boardroom. It's a great facility. Amy runs the library. She does a terrific job there. And it'll be from 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturday. It's free. No free food, but Stacy's going to be working on that. And maybe somebody could donate free beer. I don't know. But then I think that would help with the attendance. So there's that. More with Stacy Gilson coming up in just a bit. Also, Hancock County Schools, the financial nightmare that continues. And no one seems to be held accountable. No charges. No one is going to be facing charges. No one's going to jail. And we've got a lot of important questions to be asking about that. Also, a big prize package.